This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today thumbing, figuratively, through a report the Federal Reserve puts out 8 times a year, a regional survey of the American economy, best known by the color of its cover. It's called the Beige Book, and it's usually got all kinds of quirky, anecdotal economic tidbits in it. By pure happenstance today, though, for our purposes, the Beige Book headline is that the economy is doing just fine, driven mostly this spring by American manufacturing. As it happens, this is day 2 for us of a series looking at what manufacturing is in this economy right now. It is 12.5 million jobs, about 11.5%-ish of the economy. So what we make and how we make it matters. Yesterday, we did textiles, a guy named Monty Galbraith running a denim factory in Columbus, Georgia, and how he is trying to make the changes that the global economy is telling him he has got to make.
Yeah, that ship sailed a long time ago. You know, going back and trying to rebuild NAFTA into, you know, what it was before then, nobody is saying that. I'm certainly not saying that.
Today, same city, a product that could not be more different, and a company that's kind of liking where trade policy is going.
So my name is George Boyd, Jr. I'm the vice president with Golden's Foundry and Machine Company, and we're in our Columbus, Georgia facility, our foundry and machine shop.
How's business?
Business is good. We're very busy right now.
Golden's makes iron, cast iron parts for things like heavy-duty trucks, farm equipment and tractors, mining and oil and gas equipment, road and bridge construction as well. They've got a direct-to-consumer division, too, making cast iron barbecue grills and fire pits, but mostly it's big, heavy stuff.
This is going to sound really stupid, but this is heavy industry, man.
This is heavy.
Absolutely is.
Big, heavy stuff they have been making in this same building since 1890. Lots of old brick walls. It's dark. You can basically get dirty doing nothing more than standing there. There is stuff seemingly thrown everywhere.
It looks for all the world that there's just random stuff lying around, but, I mean, I know in some inventory control system you guys know where everything's going, but
it's all in a designated spot, for sure.
That's Ed Boyd, George's brother. He runs operations. The two of them are fifth-generation owners and managers of this company, and they are feeling pretty good right now.
We had a little lull in the business. And it's come back pretty strong with some new work that we've got going. The cookers that we make are starting to get kind of busy
cookers,
as well.
The cookers, it's cast iron grills.
And then just the industrial economy is picking up.
How come?
We tend to think that it's some of the things that are happening up in Washington right now.
You're seeing that. You guys are feeling that here?
We are feeling
absolutely,
that.
Tell me more.
I mean, coming out of the Great Recession, we didn't see business go away so much as during the Great Recession, we saw work stop. And so remember, we're making products for our customers' products. And so if they're not selling their products, they stop buying ours. So coming out of the Great Recession, we had a tremendous upsurge as all that pent-up demand kind of got flushed back into everybody's inventories.
Right.
After that, we went into a three-year lull where order books flattened out, and you heard people talk about the more gradual recovery. Well,
yeah,
that's what we were seeing. But now, over the last 18 months, it's revved up considerably.
Yep. Are you thinking, now, as guys running a company, are you putting that on the tax bill? Are you putting it on regulatory changes that he's making, the president? Or are you putting it on something less tangible, like mood, I guess?
No, I mean, I think it's a little bit of everything, but certainly it's having more confidence that the administration is more business friendly, and you can feel a lot more assured if you're going to go out and invest in a piece of equipment, you'll have the opportunity for the business to support it, to pay it back.
Is that what you're hearing from your customers?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, in terms of the impact of the tax bill, we think that's going to be felt this year and in the following years. But I think mostly it has been. It's been a belief that this administration is moving things in the direction of bringing manufacturing back here, making this a place to continue to build things.
Just to get this out of the way,
yeah,
are you bothered by the chaos, or do you guys just want to look at the bottom line and forget all the tweets and all the other stuff?
I mean, all in all, the direction that the country feels like it's heading right now is one that we agree with. I would do without Twitter for him in a heartbeat if we could. But the noise doesn't affect the day-to-day.
And look, we've had a consensus for the last 20 years in Washington, and it's been a consensus that has pretty steadily moved manufacturing out of our country.
Right.
So if it's a little chaos to interrupt that kind of consensus,
you'll take it.
It's overdue, yeah.
All right, let's go. See what else we got to see.
Interestingly enough, neither Ed nor George were supposed to be here. Before the recession, George was a lawyer. Ed Boyd was a banker. But even though their father didn't really want them to come back, or so he says anyway, back they came. Not without challenges, of course, understanding the cycles of the global economy, for one thing. What trade policy means for this foundry stretched along the railroad tracks not far from downtown Columbus. Also, chemistry and metallurgy.
When people talk about iron or steel, I mean, iron is the on the periodic table, right, is the Fe.
Yep.
So steel, the way we talk about it, is that Fe with just a little bit of carbon in it. We take that and we add significantly more carbon and silicon into the mix and some other elements and alloys to produce the cast irons.
Business, 10 years after the financial crisis, is going pretty well. There are 200 people in this building. They're looking to hire another 40 or so. And the Boyd brothers have some pretty clear thoughts on what they think American manufacturing is or ought to be right now.
You know, it's funny. There aren't as many people here as I thought there would be. But at the same time, there has to be a certain number of people here to get this done. My point is, I guess you can't automate all of this, right?
You can't. There's certainly more automation than we could apply, but you're going to always have to have attendants to monitor the automation.
Right.
One of the things that drives us crazy is when we hear people talk about the reason you don't have as many people in manufacturing today is all because of automation. It's not because the jobs have left, and that's just not true. And if you had been here 40 years ago, this line would have been floor molding, and it would have had five guys to a floor mold, very labor intensive. So some of those jobs have been replaced through automation, but we have a lot of people here.
Right.
And you're always going to have a lot of people here. And it's really just trying to hide the ball on the fact that those jobs have been sent to Mexico and overseas.
What do you make, though, of the argument that, you know, we've been just in steel and metals and by inference, iron as well, we've underinvested in our steel capacity in this country since the end of World War II.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's truth in that, especially when you look at what's happened over the last 40 years as we've allowed those jobs to compete against people that aren't competing fairly. I mean, there's no way when you ask me today to compete against China on a piece price basis, it's not a fair comparison at all. So where is the money from the tax reform going to go first? It's going to go to reinvestment. We put over $1 million every year just into new equipment to keep our processes going.
Goldens makes things that go into things, if that makes any sense. Raw materials in, intermediate products out.
And y'all do be careful because these will be hot.
Yeah. Oh, you can feel it from here.
And you can see a little
glow. It's totally
hot.
Yeah, it's glowing.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's coming out of the sand.
It's kind of easy to forget, standing in front of that furnace with the noise and the heat and the grit, that from this corner of Southwest Georgia, Ed and George Boyd are trying to hang on in a global economy with, recently, a little bit of help.
Just because I'm thinking of it now and I don't want to forget. With the caveat that you guys make steel, right? I mean, make iron, right? Where are you on the steel tariffs and all of that that's going on now between us and the Chinese and the Europeans and the Canadians and the Mexicans?
Yeah, so the impact of that to us is twofold. The immediate impact of it is steel is our primary input.
Right.
Right? So to whatever degree those tariffs move the price of steel, we're going to feel it.
Are you feeling it yet?
Yeah, we're seeing a little motion. It's hard to quantify.
Hard to know if it's impacted by that directly, but we've seen a little increase in the last month or so.
Okay.
But it's about time that we start doing something to protect our domestic industries.
Absolutely.
And so if you don't have the ability to make steel here, you're losing a core industry that we need in our country. We'd like to see those protections spread in a way that we've got a balanced, fair trading platform with other countries.
You talk trade policy in 2018, you're going to get some politics. That's just the nature of the beast. And the Boyd brothers are counting on the politics of this moment to help them compete in a global economy that has changed around them and around their slice of American manufacturing. Tomorrow, episode 3 of Manufacturing in America 2018.
Oh, wait, I know what those are. Those are those little markers that you peel back the string in the wrapper and you peel off the paper sort of coating or whatever it is, right?
That's right.
It's like a grease pencil or something.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I'm quick that way, right? If somehow you missed episode 1 yesterday, subscribe to our podcast, will you? You can listen to it there.